This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
We are joined in studio by Tim Donnelly of The Drive on 99.9 The Fan of Raleigh. You were a quarterback in the league. We're going to talk a little bit about quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But first, we have breaking news. Let's do the breaking news sounder. Yeah, this is big. I think you'll agree. You know the news is coming. It's huge, isn't it?
I mean, it's going to change the way we talk about football in the state of Carolina.
That's very good.
Thank you.
It is pronounced Xavier Leggett, not Leggett. Or not Leggett, it's Leggett.
According to what? Xavier himself.
Again, according to him. So that's the breaking news. Let's get the name right, Leggett.
The breaking news might be Roger Goodell was right, which is unusual.
Well, I mean, if you're Roger Goodell and you're announcing these guys' names,
you probably double check.
You have to do it. Chuck Caton, former voice of the Hurricanes, 39 years, Whalers, Hurricanes, always went to the player. Seriously, he said this. I always go to the player. How do you pronounce your name? So a few years ago, we were at Hurricanes Media Day. I went to Martin Natchez because they pronounce Natchez's name like 11 different ways.
So, say it fast so no one notices.
Right. No, it's pretty simple. It's Natchez.
Yep.
How do you pronounce your name, Marty? Natchez. Like the Wade Minter, the PA guy, Natchez. If you talk to the head coach, like now they're just calling him Nechi because that's his nickname. But Nikash, Nakash, what are we doing?
I had a teammate in college who he was in my recruiting class, and our senior year, he told us that everybody had been mispronouncing his name for the previous 3.5 years. It took him 3.5 years to feel comfortable going like, that's not how you say my last name. And he was one of those guys who, like, his last name was his name in the locker room, and it was wrong for 3.5 years. So some people just don't care, I guess.
As a former PGA Tour player who lives in town, I'm friends with, his name is Brad Fritch.
Okay.
For 5 years, I've been calling him Brad Frisch. It's F-R-I-T-S-C-H. Mm-hmm. Frisch, to me. You know, he pronounces it Fritch. And we did a show. It was, I don't know, it was some anniversary show for me, whatever. I've been here for a long time. And so he was a guest, and it was a roast. So
he said he was in studio.
He's like, by the way, it's Fritch.
That's hilarious.
That was how we started the conversation. So every time I refer to Brad to my wife, she says, it's Fritch, right?
Mm-hmm. Now you got to change it up even more so. Call him like Freshy or something.
It's a total.
You got to double down.
It is a total joke. So yeah, but Leggett, that was the
Xavier
breaking news.
Leggett.
All right. How did you react to, cause I said yesterday, if the Panthers trade into the first round, it's a sign that the owner can't keep his hands off things. I think this is a little different. How did you look at it?
Similarly, if you told me before that they traded in the first round, I would have expected they gave up much more and moved much further than one pick. The way I'm kind of describing it is, I don't love the player. I don't mind the execution of how they acquired him.
Right.
If you're going to get a wide receiver, trading into the end of the first is huge. We're seeing the wide receiver market explode, right? With Amon-Ra St. Brown's new deal, AJ Brown's new deal. You're going to expect CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson. Like the wide receiver market is darn near quarterback-like.
Sure.
So for years, we saw people trade into the bottom of the first round for a quarterback to get that fifth-year option and kind of rent control for one more year. Uh-huh. Seeing it with wide receivers.
Baltimore did it with Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, exactly. Right. Seeing it with wide receivers makes sense now that wide receivers are also $30-plus million a year at the top of the market.
You know what doesn't work, though? If you wait until all 5 years are up to then sign the contract, which is what Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson, which is what Jerry Jones does with everybody. And I hope if the Panthers recognize that Leggett is their guy and a stud worth paying whatever he's going to get, if he's one of those top wide receivers, I would hope they would do it after year three.
Yep.
Right? And not after year
Well, you do it after year three. Five. Exactly, because you have those 2 years of rent control.
Right.
So it's
it drops the number.
It drops the average annual value. So
I would hope they would do it then. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I have great faith, not only in them, but in any organization to do it properly.
And also, the other side of Leggett is he's a raw talent guy, right? Yes. He's a late bloomer in college. He's physically gifted as far as being big, tall, strong, fast, right. All those things. You're going to have to, as you said, if you want to make that decision after year three to extend him, he has to look extend worthy
right.
within the first 3 years. It can't take you 4 years or five like it did at South Carolina for him to figure out, you know, how to have massive success in this league. So it's a bit of a flex pick from Dave Canales saying, I'm going to take this ball of clay of tangibles and teach him savvy and nuance to be good in the NFL quick enough for us to take advantage of having the fifth-year option.
Here's the other bit of strategy I think the Panthers punted on by doing what they did.
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I'm not an expert. I have no clue. I don't know, is there that big a difference between Leggett and Ladd McConkey or A.D. Mitchell?
Yep.
Right? Is there that big a difference where you couldn't have just said, well, you let Buffalo maybe alerted the Panthers to the fact that people were calling about, well, there's only one wide receiver that could be picked at 32. So the other two guys, now maybe they had Leggett way ahead of them. Maybe there was a Walmart-sized gap in between.
And parking lot.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't know what their board looked like. But there couldn't have been that big a difference between those, you know, Leggett and McConkey or Mitchell to the point where, even though I'm not giving up a lot, how about the possibility that at 33 – you get so many calls overnight that you can go from 33 to like 40 something and pick up a high fourth or another pick in the late third round. Because I look at it, they need bodies, good bodies, and there is depth over the next two or three rounds in this draft.
Well, that's kind of why I said I don't like the player they picked, but I like the execution of it because the fifth year option makes sense. But you're right. He wouldn't have been the receiver I would pick out of this group, and for the simple fact that he only has 1 year of elite production. But if you look at like right now all the best available lists, three of the top five or six are wide receivers.
Right.
So that's usually not when you trade up for a wide receiver when you look right at the best available and there's a bunch of wide receivers. You trade up for, Jerzon Newton maybe, who's the defensive lineman, who is, there's him, then a bunch of wide receivers, a bunch of corners, a bunch of off-ball linebackers
safeties
before you get to the next best available player at his position. You kind of want to trade into the last of a tier. It seems like the middle of a tier of wide receivers, and they traded up that one pick. What it is conviction by Canales and Morgan. If they have that Walmart-sized gap between wide receivers, even if we don't see it, they are 100% convinced that it's there, and they're acting on it. So it's like, you know, you're sticking to your guns a little bit here and saying, we know how to evaluate football players, and this guy is way better, which I like that they're doing, but now you have to answer for if it's the right decision or not.
Tim Donnelly is with us. He does the afternoon show after me. He kicks me out of the studio. here on 99.9
The Fan. It's a passing of the baton.
Yeah, absolutely. we never drop the baton.
No, absolutely not.
Clean exchanges at all times. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than other days. The next pick for them, let's say they stay at 39. I think with the cornerbacks that are on, that's what they need.
Yep.
Like they just did pick up the fifth-year option. It says of standout cornerback J.C. Horn. I think he could be great. I don't think we've seen anything that says he will be because he can't stay on the field. I don't care how good you are. If you're not on the field, the best, most of
yeah.
the availability. The
best what is it? Best ability is availability.
And he's been barely available. The standout, I joked, he's standing out on the sideline watching everybody else play. But they need another corner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could get a second, you know, something that resembles an elite cornerback, now your defense has a chance to be really good if you can cover. That's where I would go with the next pick.
I would be A-okay with that if it's one of the three guys. Again, if you look at the talent evaluators, Cooper DeJean would not be surprised if someone's trading up to 33 to grab him. Kool-Aid McKinstry has been mocked a little bit to 39 to the Panthers in the last 12 hours. And there's one more from Missouri, a guy who
Ennis Rakestraw.
Yep, there you go. I was looking at his film earlier today. Seems like he's got some goods. If it's one of those three guys, I think, you know, you used to turn in the cards. I always say, like, you run.
They don't turn in the cards anymore?
Well, you just call it in. Because a lot.
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, I want somebody like skipping up there to show how happy they are. If it's one of those three, you skip to turn in the metaphorical card. If not, again, then you start looking at Powers Johnson, the center. Start looking at a few other guys, maybe somebody like Newton if he falls. And I don't know if the three wide receivers are still there. Maybe you just go, let's get Bryce Young, you know, a four wide receiver group that we love.
Have you played around with the ESPN mock draft simulator?
I have not.
Oh, I've done so many. It's not even funny. Well, I've done three today.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like to do them by hand occasionally. So which one?
So I did.
Who are you ending up with? Okay.
I had Kool-Aid at number 39 twice. I've done it three times. And Cooper DeJean at number 39. He was still there. I don't think he's going to be there.
If he is, though, you skip that card up there and you put it in.
I don't think he's going to be there. And then after that, twice I went right back to a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And once I went to the defensive tackle from Texas, Tavondre Sweat, who had the DWI. Yep. But we know.
Was a Big 12 player of the year.
Huge talent. So.
I mean, if you look at what the other young quarterbacks are getting, Caleb Williams got Roma Dunze in addition to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Jaden Daniels is reportedly actually the Washington and New England are both super involved in Deebo and Brandon Ayuk. So they're looking to increase their young quarterbacks kind of arsenal. I have no problem if the Commanders want to make the first 2 days of the draft, let's make Bryce Young's job easier celebration day. So if Ladd McConkey's there, if Mitchell, who you brought up from Texas, is there, or Keon Coleman, if they fall in love with him, although, you know, he's another big wide receiver, he might want to vary it up a little bit. I really like any of those guys.
Yeah, I do. I do too. And there's value later on in the draft. Hey, if they came out of the draft, the kid, Jalen, was it McWilliams?
Oregon.
From Washington.
Washington. Pacific
right? McMillan.
Played with the Dunes.
And Polk.
Yep.
I think McMillan is the better of he and Polk, but
a little different,
a little bit rangier. Yep. If they could end up late, like fourth round, fifth round, something like that. I
think it's a two wide receiver minimum draft.
Absolutely.
If you want to snag them both in the first 39 picks,
also if you
more
want,
power to you.
We had Mike Felder on from at In the Bleachers on Twitter yesterday, and the other day I asked him best tight ends not named Brock Bowers, and there's an enormous talk about a gap.
Octavian Sanders is my guy.
Okay, he gave me a couple of other guys that I guarantee will be around later that he loves as project. Tight ends.
Make the draft a celebration of putting more talent offensively around Bryce Young, and I am A-okay with it.
Yeah, the only defensive players I think the Panthers need to get out of this draft are at corner, and I'd like another defensive tackle to pair with Derek Brooks.
A'shaun Robinson is good as well there, but you can't have too many interior defensive tackles.
No, they
rotate him through.
Derek Brooks. Derek Brown. Look, me and names are not getting along.
If Derek Brooks is available...
I don't think I would draft him now.
It's not a position of need. But,
I don't think I would draft him now. Could you see him drafting Peyton Wilson?
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are The Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think Peyton Wilson is a guy who's plug and play on most defenses. He's really gosh darn good. I think the Panthers have needs
that's
elsewhere.
That is the only thing that's not. I did mock him once.
Every interview Peyton Wilson works in that he idolizes Luke Kuechly. He's putting the back signal out, like, come get me, Carolina. Luke Kuechly's my guy, but I just think they have so many other needs. It's tough to go off ball linebacker.
And in some ways, that's why I wanted to stay at 30. One of them to stay at 33, to use that maybe as a chip to compile a couple more. Chip Patterson, I'll let you go on here. Chip Patterson, it was Darren Gannon way out on earlier this week, said that he went back and looked, and that there hasn't been a trade for a high day two pick that netted. Multiple day two picks.
Interesting.
So you would get
not even like a future day two, or for that draft.
For that draft. Okay. That draft. So yeah,
that's funny because that was the assumption: is at 33 you can double up on your day two picks,
and that's what he said, Tez
Walker late third. That's funny.
Who knows? Maybe the Vikings wanted no picks. In some ways, I don't like what the Vikings did in theory, but the way it came out, they got the quarterback they wanted. They moved up one spot, and they got maybe the best defensive player in the draft.
They played with fire a little bit by stick, like just kind of holding tight and not jumping up and giving a king's ransom to go up and get J.J. McCarthy. But then once he falls down near them, it ended up, I think they ended up looking pretty smart. A little lucky, but pretty smart.
Giants don't want a quarterback. I mean, maybe they believe Daniel Jones is serviceable.
That, or they think Daniel Jones is so awesomely not great that it's going to lead to high draft picks in the future. That could, you know, that's the other way to get a quarterback is to tank naturally rather than trade up and get your guy.
And they've got an elite wide receiver next year when they plug a real quarterback in.
As we saw with Bryce Young, it's nice to have great wide receivers before you get the quarterback because it's really hard for the quarterback if you do it the other way.
That's one quick thing. I talked about this. Drake May is going to a very similar situation as Bryce Young was in.
I've been saying for the last 2 weeks, the real winner is whoever falls to Minnesota because you get Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. So Drake May gets the bragging rights of, hey, I'm a top three pick, and then he gets the much taller challenge of, hey, you have to turn a whole bunch of fours into playing like sevens and eights. And you're the one that has to be the tide that raises all boats.
And they don't have a great offensive line. That's the thing. If they have a better offensive line, it would be better. But they don't. It's just okay.
They have Ramondre Stevenson. Check it down 100 times a game, and you'll probably lose by two scores, but your completion percentage will be high.
That'll be great. That's Tim Donnelly. You'll hear a lot of these things, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hold anything back either.
No, not at all.
That's coming up at 3 o'clock here in Raleigh. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at WakeMed.org.